Ray Fouché is the head of American Studies at Purdue.
Hello, everyone. I guess I would like to make some comments mainly about who I am initially to begin with. I have a BA in humanities, and since I've heard a handful of people talk about them being one course short of a degree in something, I'm one course short of a degree in chemistry, which is probably not much meaning right now, but at a moment it did have a lot of meaning. My background is in humanities. I have a doctorate in science technology studies. I taught at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute in the program that Dean Neusmer is the Product Design and Innovation Program. I taught at the University of Illinois in a series of interdisciplinary programs connected with the College of Humanities, the School of Architecture, and the College of Engineering on multi-level design projects. But I think most important, as kind of this is my first entrance in this meeting, it has me thinking about what is my responsibility and what should be my perspective as someone come from an American Studies program, who's leading the program, who is very interested in the relationships between these two fields and these worlds. But most importantly, this upcoming Wednesday, we have a new incoming dean, and this is my first meeting with him. So this will be kind of like my first foray into pitching this idea to you all, to a welcoming audience, and hopefully our new dean will hear what I'm trying to say and make sense to him. So I think it comes from, I remember Domenico Grasso's comments about creating a compelling narrative. And my narrative that I've been promoting for American Studies and having to connect to no idea. I should get my app going on that. But it's about using the language of the grand challenges to think about its connection to the humanities. And I've been trying to make the argument that the grand challenges are inherently interdisciplinary challenges. They're as much scientific as technical as they are social and cultural and practical and conceptual. So using that kind of language that allows a place for American Studies to think about connecting to the work that's going on in engineering and thinking about a place for this liberal study of engineering within a college of liberal arts. So I think part of the question that I've heard circulating here and is really relevant to where I sit as director of American Studies program is the place of engagement or in interaction, whether it's engineering into liberal arts into engineering, or creating this new structure that's liberal studies of engineering. And in many ways, from my perspective, I don't know if it matters that much. I think it's very related to everyone's local environment and everyone's local experience. But I think part of what I'm interested in is, from my perspective in American Studies, is the investment in interdisciplinary inquiry and how interdisciplinary should drive a lot of that activity and interest. And so for me, one of the big questions is how do we become less invested in disciplines? I'm not saying uninvested, but a bit more intellectually generous, exploratory, and thoughtful. And I think this is the part that I struggle so much as a person who's lived at the fringes of humanities, of engineering, and science. There are lovely, wonderful people that rub up against each other on those fringes, but how do we expand that to be more collective and generous and thoughtful? So again, how can we be a little less invested in our discipline? I mean, I think we're all bound by disciplinary knowledge, but can we just be a touch more generous and thoughtful to each other? And I think it has me asking the question, right, how can this project be driven by optimism instead of fear? So oftentimes I feel this sense of fear of what are we going to lose, and I'm still missing the dialogue of what are we gaining. And, as me thinking about talking to our incoming dean, part of what my argument is, it's about optimism, not about what are we going to lose from the arts and humanities, or about what are we trying to leverage through course enrollments, student bodies, and dollars. It's about making an intellectual argument. And I think part of what, from my perspective, I still would like to hear more of what is the intellectual core that's keeping us together besides liberal arts and engineering, and how those pieces could come together in really productive ways. So for me, my last bit of comments come to a series of questions that I have in just very practical terms. So who are we trying to tempt and educate? Is there a large group of students in this space? So as I was talking to people at lunch, I get the perspective of, say, biology and society, which in many ways this is analogous to. I get the narrative of students saying, when I apply to medical school, it gives me a piece of leverage that will allow me to be a better competitor in the medical school business. But is there a same narrative for liberal arts and liberal studies of engineering? I don't know, and that, maybe that's not my place to talk about that, but it has me wondering what that is. And so I guess, you know, the last part about I'd like to say is that, you know, thinking about my local campus, which is, you know, a large engineering school where the enrollments are dropping hand over fist in the College of Liberal Arts, you know, this is an opportunity to make a new interesting intellectual move that will help the liberal arts sustain itself, but also bridge a series of powerful intellectual, social, and cultural borders and barriers that will hopefully move us intellectually to a new space and new plane. So that's what I'd say. Thanks.
Thank you very much.